Today, I'll talk about what goes into developing an introduction paragraph and a conclusion paragraph when writing a 5-paragraph essay. Hello and welcome to In the Classroom, an educational podcast making teaching and learning more transparent. My name is Benjamin Stewart at BenjaminLStewart.org, and today is September 8th, 2021. Before we get into today's topic, if you have any thoughts or insights and want to share those, feel free to reach out to me at my Twitter handle at BNLEEZ. Today, I want to share a recent video and audio that I provided some students who are taking communicative abilities in English. This is a course designed primarily for English language learners who are at a B1, B2 English proficiency level and who are enrolled in a BA program in English language teaching. This course is designed to address all of the skills, but the focus this unit is specifically on the writing of an academic essay, specifically even more focusing on a problem and a solution essay. So what I want to share with you here is a recent recording that I provided my learners to provide them some ideas about what to include in both the introduction paragraph and the conclusion paragraph. I am speaking within the context of a problem and solution essay, but I think for the most part, the same could be considered when developing any type of 5-paragraph essay. So without further ado, let's get to it. For those of you who are taking communicative abilities in English, I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about the different types of paragraphs that are going to go into the development of a problem and solution 5-paragraph essay. So I'm sharing with you here on my screen a template that you can use. Included here is a template with the title of your paper along with your name and the date. And then below here, I have some general notes as to what to include in each body paragraph. Now, today's discussion is an extension of some things we've been thinking about and talking about on Monday in terms of the problem and the solution. Remember, the type of essay we're going to develop here is a problem and solution essay. So the problem is going to be captured in the introduction paragraph. The key points or the solution is going to be discussed in your body paragraphs, in the 3-body paragraphs. So let's look at the introduction paragraph and see what we need to include for to begin your 5-paragraph essay. So the introduction paragraph will begin with a hook. Now you have 3 options here typically. You can begin with a famous quote. You can begin with a deep thinking or a central question that really gets to the heart of the problem or your thesis. Or you can include or you can begin your paragraph with a very impactful, surprising fact or statistic. Now the key word here is impactful. It should be something that really is surprising, something that will capture the attention of the audience in a way that will want them to read more about your essay. Now, of these 3, only the impactful fact or statistic will require a citation and a corresponding reference at the end of your paper, according to APA. The famous quote, if you know the person who made the quote, then you can include it. Simply write maybe a dash or hyphen, and then the famous person's name. You will not, in that case, need a reference. The essential question will be your own question, so you won't need a citation nor a reference in that case. So try to choose one of these 3 options to begin your introduction paragraph. I would suggest to limit your hook to 1 sentence. After your hook, you want to now create the context of the problem. You want to provide background information. Now, because this is a problem and solution essay, I would suggest that the problem, the context of the problem, be discussed in the introduction paragraph, probably 3 to 4 sentences after the hook. And the problem that you're describing in the introduction paragraph, try to include at least 1 citation to provide support for the problem that you're discussing. This will add validity to the problem instead of you just stating in your own words, your own ideas that a problem exists, do you want to at least provide one citation to support that? Once you have developed the problem in your introduction paragraph, you'll conclude this paragraph by including a thesis statement. Now, the thesis statement is going to capture the main idea of your essay. I would suggest to begin your thesis statement with some form of transition that can be in the form of a sentence connector. It could be an introductory phrase, or it could be a subordinating clause that begins a complex sentence where you have a subordinating clause followed by the main clause, the main clause being the thesis statement. So when you're developing a thesis statement, I would begin with a topic that is the subject or noun phrase that's serving as the subject of your sentence. You want a verb phrase that captures the position or the main point that you want to try to make. And you also want to include three key points. Now, in this particular context, because we're writing a problem and solution essay, most likely the key points that you're going to include in your thesis statement are going to state how something happens. So using the connector by or the preposition by and then listing out those three key points, this will be a very common way that you can list out those key points to support possible solutions to the problem that you developed in the introduction paragraph. Remember, there's a direct relationship between the problem that you're explaining in the introduction and the rest of your essay in the thesis statement, and then later in each of your three body paragraphs, that will be the solution. So if you imagine in the introduction paragraph, you're developing the context of the problem, that thesis statement with that transition should now move right into what you're proposing for a possible solution to the problem. So really, in the introduction paragraph, you get basically everything you need to know about what this essay is all about. You're going to have the problem and then the possible solution in one sentence in your thesis statement, and that will be a good way to conclude that introduction paragraph. Then when you get into each of your body paragraphs, when you begin writing your topic sentences that will begin each of your body paragraphs, then you're going to basically unpack those key reasons that you wrote about that you included in your thesis statement. So that's the approach I would take in developing this problem and solution paragraph. Your topic sentences, your body paragraphs will follow the meal plan. The first sentence of each of your body paragraphs will begin with a topic sentence. And again, the topic sentences, the key points will come directly from what you listed in your thesis statement. Now, your conclusion paragraph, you'll begin with your thesis statement, but restated and reworded. So you're basically going to restate your thesis statement to remind the reader again what the key point here is, or what it was after discussing it in detail in the previous three body paragraphs. So you have one sentence thesis statement that begins the conclusion paragraph, followed by 3 to 4 sentences that talk about the significance, the big idea, the relevance of your paper. You know, why is this even important to write about? Think of your target audience here, especially just to see what kind of connections you can make in terms of what you're saying, what's the key point, and who would benefit having understood this, and try to think of making those connections to your thesis statement to the target audience of your text. And then finally, to conclude your conclusion paragraph and to finish the entire paper, you want to have some kind of closing statement. So this is how I would think about your particular essay. And the 5-paragraph essay, because we're going to have 3 topic sentences, again, each of your topic sentences, each of your body paragraphs will develop key points that you list in your thesis statement. Again, remember that the thesis statement should provide a possible solution. All right, this is not going to be an essay where you're talking at length about the problem in the body paragraphs. Now, that doesn't mean that you'll always ignore the problem. There's nothing wrong with occasionally referencing the problem in your discussion in the body paragraphs. But the main point here is to provide solutions. Okay, the most of your problem and solution essay is going to be about possible solutions. Now, it could be where each of the three topic sentences or each of the body paragraphs address one problem, but three different aspects of that one problem. That's certainly a good approach to take. It could include two or three possible solutions. But again, try not to do too much in each of your body paragraphs. We're going to be talking a lot about how to narrow down your scope, how to narrow down your topic so that you're not trying to do too much either at the essay level or at the body paragraph level. One of the common mistakes is to have a topic sentence that's equally or more general than the thesis statement, which is really the opposite of what we want to do. We want a topic sentence that's more specific than the thesis statement. How do we be more specific? Well, we can think of the question words to help us narrow down the scope. So we can talk about when something happens, why or how or where or with whom. We can use phrases and clauses. We can add those phrases and clauses and adjectives to our topic sentence to also make it more specific. So remember that the topic sentences that begin each of your body paragraphs should be more specific than the thesis statement. Now, what they have in common is that the thesis statement and the three topic sentences are all types of claims. Claims are those ideas that take a position. They're a proposition. They're debatable. They're arguable. There are two sides of the claim. Now, in this particular essay, we're going to stick primarily to one side of the claim that we support. But do know that a claim, the thesis statement that you include in your essay and the topic sentences that you include in your body paragraphs are types of claims. So we're not going to include any questions of any kind. No rhetorical questions. We're not going to include any kind of imperative or commands. We're going to use declarative sentences that include ideas that are claims. Again, claims are debatable. Think of a debate where you have two teams and you have ideas. One team takes one side and then the other team takes the other side and they go back and forth. They debate both sides of the same claim, right? Or both sides of the idea. If they're for something and then the other team might be against something. So again, you don't have to present both sides of the claim in this exercise, in this essay. But you need a good claim, and a good claim has strong it has a strong initial claim, and it has a good strong counterclaim. It has really legitimate support for both sides of the ideas here. All right, so this is what we're going to be talking about this week. I'll be trying to help you narrow down your topic, narrow down the problem, narrow down the key points that you'll later include as body paragraphs. As we get into the introduction and conclusion paragraph, of course, we'll be looking specifically at these three points that we're discussing here. The order does matter. So the hook, context of the problem, and the thesis statement, notice it moves from the general to the specific, whereas the conclusion does the opposite. It moves from the specific to the general. So the order does matter in each of the three aspects that I'm asking you to include in both of these types of paragraphs. Notice that the introduction paragraph and the conclusion paragraph are much different in terms of how the sentences function when it's compared, when they are compared to the body paragraphs. This is where, again, we're dealing with the meal plan. The meal plan is specific to the body paragraphs only, including a main idea, evidence, analyze, and link. All right, I hope this helps. We'll be talking again more about this in class, and I wanted to provide this brief overview to orient you to begin writing your paragraph. Generally speaking, I suggest that you begin writing a body paragraph. I would start with the easiest body paragraph first and leave the introduction and conclusion paragraphs towards the end. I think it is important that you do have a good idea of the problem that you want to write about, but it may or may not be useful to write it out completely because a lot of times things will change as you're developing your body paragraphs. Sometimes you write out the supporting sentences only to find out that you need to modify the topic sentence. Even in some cases, we have to go back and modify the thesis statement. And a lot of times this also implies some kind of modification to the problem that either you thought about or maybe you've already drafted it out in your introduction paragraph. So it's kind of a back and forth. Just realize that we kind of go back and forth between sharing the details of our essay, making sure that the topic sentences relate to each other, that we have a good organizational pattern moving from one topic sentence to the next, and that we have good organizational structure within each of the body paragraphs. All right, guys, I hope this helps, and we'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to In the Classroom, an educational podcast, making teaching and learning more transparent. Thanks for listening.